around you praise you for some activity and that praise feels good, and criticize you for other activity and that criticism feels bad, you are, most of you, very easily trained into what others want. You are literally trained away from your own guidance, and you're induced into their idea of what you should do, to the point that someone will come and visit with us and say, freedom to me means being able to do what I want, when I want, where I want, with whom I want. In other words, many of the public that are screaming out for freedom, not because you are being kept from your freedom, but because you've been trained by those who surrounded you to think as they approve of you thinking, and in doing so, you've lost your sense of freedom because you're not thinking thoughts that are being guided from within, you're thinking thoughts that have been induced from the outside. Which leads us to the answer to your very important question. So large numbers of energies are coming forth with very strong deliberate intents to be different enough that they cannot be easily or ever trained away from their own sense of being. And so now think about it. Many would say, but they're not normal. And we say, yes, isn't that good? And you say, but they don't do what we want them to do. And we say, yes, just as they planned. And you say, but are they happy? And we want to say, everyone who is marching to the beat of their own drummer has a much greater chance of happiness than someone who is trying to please this one and 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 this one. Your society is very fickle about what it asks from you. And you kill each other more over the subject of what you consider to be the right way to live or the wrong way to live than all other subjects put together. There is upheaval in the world as you cannot come into agreement about what is the right pile to stand in or what is the wrong pile to stand in, you see? So this is the time of awakening. This is the time when more energies are coming forth who are not inducible. They are untrainable. They are coming forth to listen to what is coming forth from within them, and they do not care about the prizes of or rewards or punishments that you are dangling before them. That's the most important thing that we want you to hear about that. Now we'll get back to your important question. How should I, as a physical being, behave toward these special wanting beings? And we would say, first of all, see them as not broken. See them as having come forth with great intention, and then try, if you can, to imagine what their intent might be as you watch them in their unfolding. In other words, haven't you noticed with almost all of them, and with others as well, but with almost all of them that you are able to spend any time with, don't you see that for the most part they do not live in frustration, and that their frustration is enormous when anyone tries to make them do something? Mm-hmm. And you say, well, they are being made to do something, some things that they are not capable of doing, and maybe we could help them be more capable of doing those things and then they would feel better. And we say, you're missing the point. They're not doing those things that they're not able to do, and they cared so much about their freedom, they were born deliberately not intending to be able to do them. They came to be nonconformists. They came to add to the variety of the planet. They came to represent pure positive energy. They came to be, and we do not mean this in any disrespect to anyone, they came to be more beast-like in the sense that they came to be more clear of who they are from the inside and guided by that, and less influenced by the mores and the ideals that have been surrounding them as physical humans. You would all, it's such an interesting thing to watch you being indoctrinated into your physical environment where you seek the approval of others, and you seek the approval of others so intensely, most of you, that you train yourself right out of your ability to feel, so that almost everyone performs in a way and in awareness of how someone else is responding to their performance rather than performing from the inside out. In other words, we want your actions and your words, we want your thoughts to be induced from your awareness of who you are and how it feels to be who you are, not based upon what someone else thinks. And your society, it's a wonderful thing. Your society is a platform from which you bounce off into your new ideas. But when you let your society not only be the platform that you bounce off from, but also the one who seeks to speak to you your reason for being and the rightness and wrongness and to supersede the guidance that comes forth from within, then the platform that you are born from and born into